We're visiting with Joe Maxwell from Mexico, Missouri, who is the Director of Rural Affairs for the Humane Society of the United States. And Joe, first of all, how long have you been in that position?
I've been here since April of this year.
Okay. And what do your duties involve?
My duties are to escalate the work that the Humane Society of the United States has been doing in regards to supporting farmers who are good stewards of the land and the animals. The Humane Society has been working very hard at educating retailers and then working with producers, but now they'd like to connect the two. There's market opportunity for these producers, and how can the Humane Society of the United States step in, help facilitate that, opening those markets and connecting those producers to a premium market?
Okay, and of course here today in Lincoln, a news conference announcing what is being called a historic agreement along those lines. So tell us about it.
Well, first, we're very delighted with the Farmers Union here in Nebraska and John Hansen and their leadership. They have a long history of cooperative development and bringing farmers together to open and find markets. So we thank him for being here today. We are delighted to also say that, we've been in a lot of discussions about whether or not you go to the ballot and have initiatives about animal welfare. And as Wayne Pacelli said in his written statement here today, is that's very divisive and costly and should always be the last option. Sitting down with the Farmers Union now gives us a different option. It allows us to look at the marketplace, to gain market share, and to make a difference for the farmers and the animals at the same time. So it's a very positive opportunity for us to go forward and to demonstrate in Nebraska that it could work around the country.
Okay, so statements were made here today that HSU, as part of this, has agreed not to pursue a ballot initiative in the state. And, of course, that's something there's been a lot of discussion about in the last couple of years.
That's correct. We feel that the commitment that the Farmers Union and John has made here in Nebraska is worthy of putting that aside. And we knew that we weren't going to do it in 2012, but we believe that this allows us to put it aside because we think this approach will work. That we will have an opportunity to increase the market share and put market pressure in place on getting those individuals to change the extreme confinement practices that exist in commercial big ag industry right now.
Is this a major shift for HSUS in their approach to animal welfare?
It's not a major shift. It's a major refocusing of an effort. They are have always been supportive of these producers who are good stewards of their animals and the land, but they haven't been working hard over the last several years at about trying to connect those producers or grow those producers within the marketplace. So it is a shift in regards that we're going to get back on track and taking this approach. It's hard to do when the governor and others are saying they're not even going to talk to you. So the real good thing here is, sitting down at the table with John over the last several months has allowed us to have a different option. That's not necessarily a shift. That's always our first priority, is to sit down at the table and have negotiations. We've done that in Ohio. We've done it in Michigan. We've done it in California. Recently, we sat down at the table with the United Egg Producers. We have potential federal legislation on allowing laying hens to have more space than three-quarters of a notebook-size piece of paper. So negotiation and resolve other than the ballot box has always been a priority of the Humane Society of the United States, but just not here in Nebraska because we didn't have anybody wanting to sit down and talk with us.
Yeah, and Nebraska Farmers Union probably represents a pretty small percentage of the farmers out there. Are you hopeful you'll have others signing on to this, other farm groups?
Well, we did say today, we hope that we can downsize the rhetoric after today, and we are hoping to reach out or that the other groups will reach out and perhaps they will come to the table and let's have discussions. The ball's now in their court. It's up to them whether they want to come and enter into discussions and talk about markets and how we can move forward together. We hope that that's the direction they do. If they don't, we're going to continue to move forward with the Nebraska Farmers Union. We still think, based upon the independent polling by the University of Nebraska, that 69% of rural citizens want animal welfare to be more than adequate food, water, and shelter, but they also want the animal to be able to exhibit its natural behavior and have more space, is enough grounds that we can win this issue in the marketplace.
Is this something you would look to take to other states, this kind of a format?
Yes, sir. We are hopeful that we can go into other states. My job is to help producers, help family farmers find markets and open those markets that are centered around good stewardship of the land and good stewardship of the animal. And as a farm boy, you know, probably doesn't get any better than being able to sit around the table with a bunch of farmers talking about how we're going to have market access.
Is the market out there? I mean, you mentioned you're going to be working to build the market, but is there a market out there now?
It is extremely challenging. One of the hurdles is just processing. You know, how do you get the animal, even if you have the differentiations we've talked about, how do you find the processing opportunity? So much of the vertical integration systems have blocked processing to independent farmers. There's just not an opportunity to access that market. And unless they're willing to accept the same standards, it is difficult. But is it impossible? No. Right now, a group of family farmers in Missouri, for which my family farms a part of, we move 900 to 1100 fat hogs a week. And I'm being paid $1.04 a pound for those animals for the next year. So is there a market? You bet. Is that profitable? You bet. So we're hoping to do the same thing right here.
So where do you go from here with this agreement?
Well, first of all, continue to reach out to other agriculture organizations. John's going to take the lead on that and see if we can't have more folks at the table. Two, to then finish up the organizational structure of the council and have some type of a mission statement that we can agree to. We've pretty much got that done. We'll have some announcements in the future. And then really roll up our sleeves and figure out what are the hurdles of aggregating this product, locating the farmers, and then moving it to market. I've got some ideas because I've been doing it elsewhere in the country, but it's never the same. Nebraska will be different. We need to listen to Nebraska producers and consumers and deliver what they're looking at, not what maybe worked in Missouri or Colorado or somewhere else.